I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome back to the Little Yellow Bird No Repeat Original Podcast. How are you? Are you okay? You don't sound okay. You sound a bit poorly. Are you all right? I'm sure you are okay. So this week, who have I got with me? Well, I've got the same three beautiful little cherubs I had last week. We have Zoe Whitford.
Hello.
Zoe.
Yes.
Who was your favourite ever Norwich manager?
Paul Lambert.
I also have Richard Jeffrey with me.
Richard, hello.
Who was your favourite ever assistant manager?
Dave Stringer, who then became the manager. And he was also my favourite manager.
Nice. And I also have Claire Thomas with me. Hi, Claire.
Hi.
Who scored the third goal when we beat Blackburn 4-1?
Cameron Jerome.
Well done. Good girl. So this week... We've been massively disappointed, haven't we? After it's been, what, a kind of good few weeks of promising performances and 90 minutes of edge-of-your-seat entertainment. But we're not here to talk about the last episode of Sherlock. We're here to talk about... That was a joke, by the way. That was... We're here to talk about Norwich City on the Little Yellow Bird No Repeat Original Podcast. And this is how it works. So I'm going to ask the guys three questions. And those guys already know the questions. So... They've done a little bit of research. They've had to think about it. They've tried to be funny. Claire's probably failed, but she's tried her hardest. Bless her. But don't worry. They don't know each other's answers. So, and if they repeat their answers of their banter buddies, they have 5 points taken away and they get 10 points for doing a good answer. And there may be an occasional 2 extra bonus points if they do really well. So is everyone ready? Claire,
yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Rich, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Zoe, on my third whistle, are you ready?
Yes, John.
Here we go then. Let's play it.
It's a little yellow bird, no repeat original podcast. It's a little yellow bird, no repeat original podcast.
Or is it?
Yeah, it is. Okay, here we go then. So, after a very good win against Derby... We play bottom of the league, Rotherham, and they beat us fair and bloody square. The question is, why do we fucking bother? Zoe.
Well, I'll take you back to last summer. I was in Norfolk at a wedding with a lot of people that I hadn't seen for quite a lot of years. And they were asking me if I still went to watch Norwich, even though I don't live there anymore. And I was like, yeah, still going. Got a season ticket, still going. They're looking at me like I was very odd. Probably had something in my teeth or something. But and the only thing that I could come up with to say, I had had a few glasses of champagne by this point, was I just love them, and that was all I could say. And this takes me to Rotherham on Saturday, where I was stood in the concourse having a nice pint of lager, and I was looking around and there was just so many Norwich fans there, and I said to my dad, why are all these people here? And we've had a terrible run, it's January, it's cold, it's miserable, why were all those Norwich fans at Rotherham on Saturday to watch us potentially lose again to the bottom team, which we did? And the only thing I could come up with then, as I could last June, was because we all love them.
Aww.
And that's why we bother.
That's lovely. Aww. Have you noticed something, though? Each of your stories had to do with booze.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No, that's fine. Just it kind of your little
the way
natural
way that helps get through it.
Just takes the edge off, doesn't it?
That natural link lot, through that. Norwich City and Zoe is booze.
Mm.
I quite like that.
Yeah.
Lovely answer. 10 points to Zoe. Rich, why the fuck do we bother?
I don't know. I don't know why we bother. I tried to see. It's actually, when you think about it, it's laughably stupid. So we're on this planet for one period of time, one glorious summer of our life spent in this world. We don't really know why we're here. Were we created by a god in his image? Are we part of some higher being's computer simulation, therefore not actually real at all? That would explain a lot of things. Is it a dream? Are we who we think we are? Is this happening right now? What I'm saying, am I experiencing the same as you are right now? Are you real? Do we see the colours the same? How do we know that? It's just a big question, isn't it?
Sounds like my A-level philosophy.
People get angry about football, don't they? They get angry and upset. It ruins their weekends. They argue with their mates about it. They abuse strangers on the internet about it. Some people actually fight people for it. It's expensive. It drags all over the country on trains at stupid times. And it's just blokes in shorts kicking a ball about who don't care as much as we do. And they're doing it very badly at the moment. So what is the point? What kind of world have I brought my children into? I just don't know anymore. Well, actually, no, Wembley's the point. Holti's Movember hat-trick is the point. Oh. Watching Wes is the point. Simeon Jackson's goal against Derby is the point. We go. That's why we go, isn't it? Those moments. In some ways, the longer we go without them, the better they are. So we should look forward to a spell in the wilderness to make them better when they come back again. We support the team through thick and thin because that's what we do. We don't jack our season tickets in because it looks like we're going to stay in the Championship for another season. We're not Ipswich, are we? That'll never happen. I support Norwich. It's ours. It's sometimes shit. It's always been shit from time to time. I've been doing it a long time. Sometimes it's shit for a very long period of time. Deal with it. That's the point.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, that's a really good answer. Unfortunately...
Fuck's sake.
You repeated the whole plot of the Matrix film at the first round. So that's 5 points away from Rich after repeating.
Gotta really read those rules.
Unlucky though.
That's a shame. Yeah, big
have
shame.
You got a copy of the rules?
Yeah, didn't you get them?
No.
Claire, why the effing hell do we effing well bother? F.
Well, I'm also going to rant a little bit here, I think.
Careful.
Sorry. I can only really speak for myself, but I hope that I speak for many others as well. I bother because I support Norwich City and I want to support my team and I want to watch my team playing football against another team. And it really is that simple. I don't want to sound glib, but for me, it's not really about what league we're in or what team we're playing. I just want to watch them play football. I love watching football. I've chosen Norwich as the team I want to support. I never thought it was going to be easy. If you did think it was going to be easy, then bad luck. You've chosen the wrong team. It's all football, whether the result is good and bad. It's the whole experience. You know, one team wins, that means another team loses. It's not just Norwich that lose. One team's goal is another team's defensive error. It's not just Norwich that make defensive errors. That's football. That's what it's all about. You know, for 90 minutes, I get to sit at the game and I switch off from the rest of the world and from my life, and I'm engrossed and totally absorbed in what's going on in front of me. And I love, like, all the emotions that it takes me through. It feels like, you know, it's like an emotional washing machine. Like, you're on spin cycle sometimes, and sometimes it's the really boring little bit where the water's just sloshing around in the bottom and it's all sludgy. You know, I love that. Ear, you know, I could feel happy and sad and angry, and you don't know what you're going to get. That's why I turn up, because you don't know what's going to unfold in front of your eyes. And I think We all want to watch us winning. It's much harder to watch when we're losing, but that's what you sign up for as a football fan. No one has continued success forever and ever. Not Man United, not Liverpool. Look at what's happening to Swansea now. It ebbs and flows. It's like life. You've got good times, bad times. You don't give up just because it gets harder. I'm going to support them for the rest of my life, and that's the end. I appreciate the good times because of the bad times.
I'm going to stop you there because I think you're about to burst into tears, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
She's only had 3 hours sleep, John.
I've only had 3 hours.
She's on the edge.
Christ. So let's just sum that up. Sludgy and sloshy, I think you said, which was beautiful. It's a lovely way of...
being in the washing machine.
Yeah, sludgy and sloshy. So that was really good. I like that one, Claire. I'm going to give you...
Pressing, sorry.
10 points.
I think I've worked this out.
So...
I think I've worked this out.
Shall we sum up the first scores? Zoe's got 10 points.
Yay.
Claire's got 10 points. And at the back is Rich with 5 points.
Is it to do with breasts, John?
Everything has to do with breasts. It's time for question two. It's a little yellow bird, no repeat original podcast. So, question two. I think we'll all agree that the pies at Carrow Road are delicious. Mmm, pie. But if you could invent a new Norwich City pie, what the hell would it be? That question goes to Rich first.
Okay, so I constantly read now that people are ashamed and embarrassed to support Norwich at the moment, so I think that should be reflected in the recipe of the new pie. So we want to put some shame and embarrassment into the pie, so... I come up with a few ideas that I wasn't 100% with, but I'll run through them with you. I thought shame and kidney pie, embarrassed beef and hubris slice, chicken and shambles balti pie, and amateur vegetable pasty. But I didn't think they really were shameful enough, so I settled on an Autoland bunting pie. Now, for those of you who don't know, Autolands are Autoland buntings. They're very small little songbirds that... native to southern Europe, occasionally found in south coast of the UK, but very rarely. It's illegal to catch them and cook them because for many years it wasn't. The reason that it's illegal to catch them is partly because they're very rare, but partly what happens to them once they've been caught. It's extraordinarily cruel, and if you think foie gras is made in a cruel fashion, then turn your ears off because I'm going to tell you exactly what goes on. Sadly, they're caught in a cruel way in net traps when they're feeding on the ground. Traditionally, they were then blinded, but they're now kept in dark boxes. The reason for this is that I think it's nighttime and they eat at nighttime, so they eat more and they grow to 3 or 4 times their normal size. At this point, they're then drowned in Armagnac, then removed from the Armagnac, roasted in the oven, and then they're eaten. And the way you eat them is you hold them by the legs and you pop the whole bird in. You eat the whole thing, beak, bones, everything.
Oh.
But while you're eating them, you cover your head with a napkin. This serves several purposes. Like, it keeps the aroma of the bird in, which is supposed to be divine. You have to pick all the small bones out, so it sort of saves your fellow diners from seeing that, which, you know, you can't do it anymore, so it doesn't go on anymore, thank goodness. But the real reason of the napkin over the head was people believed it was to hide your shame of eating one of these creatures from God, the complete and utter shame of eating one of these birds, the embarrassment of eating this poor bird was the reason you covered your head with a napkin. So that should be the shame of the Norwich City Autoland bunting pie, the shame, the embarrassment of Norwich City.
That was very good, Rich.
Oh.
Unfortunately, you just quoted page 84 to 85 of Delia's new cookbook. Oh, awkward. That's just a complete rip-off, word for word. I'm reading it right here.
Yep. She's got the pictures
as well.
Graphic.
Napkin overhead shame. Sorry, mate. It was very good effort, though. Claire, what pie would you want in your face?
I've got a bit of an issue with pies. Not that I don't love them. I do. But to put it literally, my digestive system is shit. So I can't eat gluten, which rules out pastry, which I think is probably a fairly crucial component of a pie, possibly the actual essence of the pie. And I also absolutely cannot eat onions. And I think they're probably found in many a good pie filling. So it makes pie eating quite tricky. It hasn't always been the case, though, and I did once enjoy an absolutely amazing, incredible pie at Molyneux at Wolves game. It was a chicken Balti pie, and oh my God, what a pie. It was just amazing. What a pie. It was like the Ronaldo of pies. In fact, no, it was much tastier than Ronaldo. If I never eat another pie again, I will die happy knowing that I ate that Wolverhampton Wanderers chicken Balti pie. So I would like Norwich City to develop a gluten and onion-free version of that pie, which tastes exactly the same, but without the gluten and the onions. It's probably not possible, such is the life of people with food problems, that nothing ever tastes quite as good as the real thing. But we don't have Delia in charge for no reason. So I think she should have a good go at it. And she probably owes me a favour after 25 years of unwavering and loyal support to Norwich City. So yes, I would like a gluten and onion free chicken Balti pie. Thank you.
That's lovely. I'm hungry. Unfortunately, you've just repeated exactly what Russell Martin's got wrong with him as well. So,
are
you arguing because I can take another 2 points off? So okay, I'm going to give you 7 points for that, because I'll give you a bonus 2 points for bowing down to Delia like the bitch you are. Here we go. 7 points. Well done, Claire. Zoe, you love a good pie in your face, don't you?
Bloody love pies, John. Absolutely love a good pie.
So, if you want a Norwich City pie rammed into your big fat mouth... Sorry, I didn't say big fat mouth, I just said the word.
Thanks.
Sorry. Into your little, tiny, beautiful little mouth. What sort of pie would you want? Oh.
Well, to start with, I just want to say that I've been quite upset for a couple of years now that Norwich City have moved away from their special match day pies that they used to have. There was a different flavour every week and a vegetarian option. It made us stand out from people. It made, you know, the Delia effect had some kind of impact. And there were some delicious kind of pie fillings. There was beef and mushy pea, which was a good one. But I really liked the early kickoff pie, which is a breakfast pie in which you got sausage, bacon, beans, and egg in a pie. What more could you want? Pastry and a cooked breakfast. I liked it. We've moved to a very generic brand of pie now. I never eat them anymore. It's a bit disappointing. That's rant one. Rant two.
That was a rant.
Pie rant. A little bit cross. A little bit cross. Once I got a massive blister on my lip from.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Eating a pie at Carrow Road. There was a really hot bit of meat that fell out and, it's kind of clung to my lip and had a massive blister on lip, which was killing for days. Didn't sue because I love Delia too much. So that's my number two pie story. But to answer your question, John, My pie would be made out of Fabian Wilness's tears, and I would absolutely delight in eating it.
Mmm, tasty. What do you think they taste of?
Salt.
Salt and bitterness. Bitter salt. Hatred. That's really good. So that's a very good answer. I like that one. I'm going to give you 10 points for that, Zoe.
Many thanks, John.
You didn't. Let me tell you my pie story. At my old work, we encouraged a man to go to the chip shop and get a chicken and mushroom pie and then a bread roll and invent the pie roll. So he went, that's a good idea. So he put it into a roll, got the pie, boiling hot pie, put it into a roll, bit into it like a burger, and hot, metally lava chicken stuff shot onto his face and it turned into the Phantom of the Opera for the rest of his life.
Dangerous.
Really? Scarred for life.
Did you know that is actually a delicacy in Wigan? No, seriously, it's called a pie balm. It is a pie in a bread roll. They absolutely love them in Wigan.
Yeah.
And no one ever believes me that they exist. But
no, I used to live up there that way. That is a fact.
Pie balm.
But I've learned they're very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Pies are dangerous.
So let's go with the next scores. In third place currently is Rich with 10 points. And then we have Claire on 17 and Zoe on 20.
Could people please tweet in about this?
So it's time for questions.
It's very fair, Rich.
It's very fair. Thank you, Claire. That rhymes.
It does.
Diddly dare. So, question 3. Here we go.
It's a little yellow bird, no repeat original podcast.
Question 3. Paul Lambert's coming back this weekend, and his hair is whiter than me trying to rap. If Alex Neil resigned, who on earth would be your replacement? And that goes to Claire first.
Well, I think we should go all out to get Pep Guardiola. I reckon he's not long for the chop at Man City. I've got good reasons for this. I'm not just being silly. He doesn't like the pressure and the attention that he's getting up there. He's not good under that intense spotlight, and he's getting a little bit shirty with the press. So come to Norwich, Pep, because no one cares about Norwich. We're the arse end of nowhere. The press can't be bothered to come to Norfolk, so you'd have a much less stressful life. No one is interested in Norwich outside of Norfolk. There's also loads of nice beaches, so it's much more like Spain than Manchester. There's a lot less rain than Manchester, and we've already obviously got Lionel Messi for him to work with, so he'll feel right at home. So, yeah, come on, Pep. No, I'm being silly, obviously. It would be nice, and I have always actually wondered...
No, I'm being silly, everyone. Calm down, I'm being silly.
But I have actually always wondered, you know, what would it be like if we did get one of those kind of managers like Jose Mourinho or something to come to a club like ours? Like, obviously, everyone always says, oh, you know, they get all the money and that's why they're so good. But it would just be so intriguing if they, like, could come and would they turn everything around, you know? How good actually are they at being managers? If he's not available and it's not achievable, which is very possible, why am I echoing?
I don't know. It's lovely. I'm echoing as well now.
Oh. Am I going to...
We all are.
Oh. Mm. You pressed a button.
No. Probably power they can't through. Hear it. What should we do?
Power through.
Stop now. Stop. No, it's not.
No, it hasn't. Oh, I'm going to have to start again, am I?
No, please don't.
Oh, God.
Let's keep going. Sod it.
People, sod it.
Twice the podcast.
Yeah.
It's gone anyway.
It's gone now. Yes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So, if for any reason the Pep's not achievable, which is very possible, that's the thing, isn't it? Who is there? Who actually is there out there? Is that actually why we haven't got rid of Alex Neil yet? Because there's no obvious candidate to come in. Obviously, everyone talks about Gary Rowett, but I don't know, a lot of Birmingham fans were overly impressed with the way they were playing, and we don't really want to go down that road again. Then there was Wagner at Huddersfield, but he's turned down Hamburg.
Can I just stop you there, Claire? Because if you go through and mention every manager in the world...
That's my turn to go first. Got to make the most of it.
Just George, alphabetically? I think we'll stop it there. Well done, Claire. That's very good. I'm very proud of you. Do you know why? Literally, because you were literally repeating yourself because of the echo.
Oh.
But because you ploughed through it like a little soldier, I'm going to give you 10 points for that.
Wow. Cheers. I'm thrilled.
Hey, there's no need for that. So, next one. Oh, didn't you? Did you have something else?
No, I don't matter. Rich interrupted me. Carry on.
She's kicking off.
So you have 3 hours sleep.
What was the best bit? Come on then, say
it. No, I've got to do it now. No, too late.
Okay. Awkward. Okay. Zoe, it's your turn. Well, who the hell should we put in manager? Because Alex Neil might not be there anymore.
Okay, first of all, I just want to revisit the whole Paul Lambert thing. As I said earlier, he is my favourite ever manager. I'm still not entirely sure. I'm over the whole heartbreak thing. Very much broke my heart when he decided that somewhere else was a better option than Norwich, and that option was Aston Villa, even worse. It's like somebody just breaking the news to you that you're not quite as awesome as you always thought you were, and there's someone better than you, and it's very heartbreaking.
Story of my life.
Don't think I'll ever quite get over it. It's a mixture of anger and deep, deep sadness. But yeah, I'm sure I'll be glad to see him on Saturday, whatever.
Are you going to dress up for him?
I am not going to give him the satisfaction.
Cursory glance in his direction. That's
whatever. Not wearing his glasses anymore because he thinks he's fancy now. What's that about? Also, he wears a suit half the time. What is that about?
Yeah,
he wears his football boots and he wears a tracksuit and he looks bloody lovely. And he needs to stop pretending that he slicks his hair back and puts contact lenses in. He's trying to pretend to be something he's not. And we know what he is. And we love him for it. But anyway, I'll get on to my answer. I have done some scouting in the lower leagues because I feel like someone's got to do it, as we've clearly not no money to pay anybody that's earning a decent wage. Didn't really look very hard because I didn't have that much time on my hands, but I went to League One and I thought I'd have a couple of managers to suggest who are playing lovely football in the north of England. We've got Keith Hill at Rochdale, who has been very successful since he took over there. He's won a Manager of the Month award, which I'm sure guarantees absolute success in the months to come. And my second suggestion is someone who's already got one of the vital prerequisites to be a manager at Norwich, and that is being Scottish. And that's Graham Alexander, who's at Scunthorpe, and he's also doing very well at Scunthorpe, winning lots of games. He's Scottish. I've actually got no idea if Keith Hill is also Scottish, so sorry if he is. Keith, he's probably like Northern or something, I don't know. But yes, Graham Alexander.
His name's Keith.
Keith, yeah. It's not a Scottish name, is it? Not like Muck Keith or anything. I'm going for Graham Alexander. And he can come whenever he wants.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So that's a lovely answer, especially the come whenever he wants bit at the end there. But what I'm going to say to you, Zoe, is that if we go back to Scottish, who are in the Scottish manager doing really well, that's just repeating it ourselves. 5 points. Five. But do you know what? I like the cut of your jib. 2 extra points. 7 points to you for that lovely question. Because it's like the way you were, you said Muck Keith. Richard.
Yo.
Paul Lambert's coming back. Did you know that?
Love him.
And if old Alec McNeil left us, who would swan in and replace him?
Okay, just bear with me. I was just going to cross out all the names that I had written down that Claire mentioned.
Like he has a pen.
Did you say so, like he has a pen?
Like he has a pen.
I don't know who I want. It's very difficult, is it? I know I don't want certain managers that have been mentioned, but I don't want Hodgson either. I don't want Hodgson. I don't want this Warburton fella. I don't think we've got the bread to get him to come here anyway. Don't want Pardew.
No.
No, I do not.
That was going to be my joke.
What?
Imagine a dance-off with Pardew and Ed Balls on the touchline.
Oh. And the Aviva Lima.
Ah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's thanks, good. Rich.
No, sorry. You got it in now, though.
Yeah. Just interrupted yours.
And going around back by interrupting my answer to get it in. So,
yep.
Where?
Both of them wasn't worth it.
So, so I don't want Pardew. No, I don't want him. And although we're currently in the land of confusion, and I can sort of feel it coming in the air tonight,
Genesis.
I'm afraid it's no jacket required either. So, I want. So, what do I want? That's what I don't want. I want the old Alex Neil back, but I fear he's left the building never to return. I want the next Sir Alex Ferguson, apart from chewing. I don't want the chewing. I can't abide chewing, people that chew gum, vile. I want the next Pochettino, but I don't believe that we are, as a club, are capable of finding him or her. Could be Hope Powell.
Maybe.
I don't know any other female football managers, sorry. Paul Clement would have been a good choice, but obviously we were stuck with our manager, so he's gone to Swansea and nicked our left back. So in the absence of a real standout choice, I've gone for, because managers always end up, it always ends up in rancour. They're hated. Everyone thinks they're rubbish and don't know what they're doing. So I'm going to go for a man who's already at the club. It's Ricky Martin.
Oh, my God.
Give him a go. Give him a go. See how he gets on. If he's shit, everyone already hates him for some reason. I don't know why he's so universally hated. Everyone hates him and thinks he's rubbish already.
I think it's his name more than anything, to be honest.
Yeah. So that'll save a lot of time, won't it? If he's already hated and everyone wants him to leave. So Ricky Martin.
Right.
Well done. That's a really good answer. Really, one of the best answers you've given. Unfortunately, but you did nick sorry, you did nick Bob Monkhouse's routine at the beginning there with those puns. So
Bob Monkhouse, rest in peace, I think.
It's the first person that came to my head. Oh, yeah, you nicked all these hilarious puns. So, oh, man, that's about down to 5 points.
Sorry.
Well done, though. You did really well. So let's have a summary of the final scores with 15 points in third place out of 30 is Rich.
Half mark, 50%.
Half. Well done.
Consistent.
And in joint first place again, it's Zoe and Claire with 27 points.
Yay.
That is amazing.
Incredible.
Who'd have thought it?
So, what we need right now is a tiebreaker, don't we?
We do.
So, let's have the celebrity tiebreaker.
Oh.
Here we go. Are you listening?
Hi, this is Charlie Wyatt.
The Charlie Wyatt is asking the question.
Good God.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Charlie Wyatt. Today's tiebreaker question is, what is the amount, if you add the number of goals Norwich have scored and conceded in the league?
Oh
my God.
So we need a number from you, Claire, and a number from you, Zoe.
I haven't studied this.
No, you don't need to study. Just come up with the number.
Yeah, I don't know.
Quick.
63.
72. Okay. Let's find out the answer.
Answer is 81.
Oh, blimey. That's not good, is it?
69 of those we've conceded.
81. So the winner again is Zoe.
Yay.
But don't worry, Rich.
I enjoyed that.
Rich. Listen out, he's got a little message for you.
Commiserations, Rich.
Oh,
thanks, Charlie.
Oh. That's Charlie Wyatt saying commiserations.
Cheers, that's lovely.
So there we go. Thanks. Zoe comes out on top again. Well done, Zoe. Please. So what have we learnt this week? Well, we've learned that Claire gets really pissed off if you nick her punchline. We've also learned that Rich is really influenced by the Matrix movies. And we've also found out that Zoe puts muck next to everything if she wants to be racist. So finally, what we're going to end the podcast with today is Mr. Ivo Pinto put out that he wanted people to do a song for him. People got really excited. Oh, my God, he's going to do a new contract. Oh, my God, he's going to become a dad. No, he wants us to do a competition and to sing his name over and over again. So me being me, I decided to do that. And I decided to do a rap. I'm really sorry, everyone. But here it is. So should we say goodbye to everyone and I'll play it out. So bye, Claire.
Bye.
Bye, Zoe.
Bye.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, mate.
Bye, everyone. This is the Pinto Rap.
In the war like Julius Caesar. So let me win, I'll make me grin, I'll down some gin, I'll tell my mama about the shirt and it will really, really please her. You took the mickey out of John F. Somerville, but that's not hard because he was nearly Andre Wissapore. I bet you've never even heard of Ian Culverhouse. I bet I'm looking down on such as now in the house. Because Instagram has got a 60-second limit, yo. I can tell you all the things I want to tell you, yo. So I choose the most important thing I want to tell. If I win your shirt, can I have your pants as well?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.